Good morning. Good morning. Our theme for today is perhaps one that most of you have not yet spent time in ponderance and meditation upon. But our theme today is called Dying to Death. So let's rest back in the real. The real is that there is no person here to be speaking. And that there is no person out there to be listening. All is consciousness. All is God. All is Supreme Spirit alone. So just follow a breath and just be aware of that breath coming and that breath going. It's just a gentle flow. And as the breath flows out, let the body relax. Let the mind relax. And rest into the flow called breathing. And yet know that there is no you there to be doing the breathing. So we're just letting go. Empty of beliefs. Emptying out old habits. Emptying out old concepts. being empty of duality. Be still and know I am God. So I can agree with Minnie that dying is not perhaps a high-rated topic. But it is an important one, and especially for a spiritual student. Don't like those terms, but for that who is seeking to know his self aright. Okay. So everyone that is sincere in their spiritual growth is going to sooner or later have to address this point in their journey along the way. Okay? We must at some point stop and take a deep, long look at the old beliefs. We must take a look at the conditioning that pervades the mind thoughts. And we must take a deep look at the definitions and beliefs about the concept called death. Now, I'm not sure how many of you may have worked on this already, but I feel it's important. Okay, so I think we all can agree that at some point in our experiencing or our witnessing to experiences, at some point we will witness the dropping away of this body form. And the life force will leave it. And for some, that will be called death. And it is an experiencing and a witnessing that every one of us will have to go through. Okay? So it is going to be up to us as to how we will respond or react to this particular appearance. And we only have a couple of choices here. We can let go the body identity in peace, or we can let it go through fear and suffering. We do have that choice. And again, for those seeking to grow in their spiritual growth, it is something that must be addressed. And we want to address this before it's down to the last minute. The only real death that we can ever truly know is the death of a personal story. We can only know dying to the past, dying to memories, dying to future projections, dying to the beliefs in separation. That is the only death that the essence, the knowingness of our being will ever have. As we let go the body identity, we are dying to the belief of separation. That is the death that we will know as we grow spiritually. And it is part of our spiritual growth to complete this phase of our understanding. So, for our spiritual growth, we must lay aside the body before we lay aside the body. Okay, so now what does that mean? It means we are to rise in conscious awareness to where we can see clearly the body as an instrument and not as an identity. It is not an identity for our own being, nor is it an identity for any other individualization of presence. We are to move past the self conditioning and some of us may still be clinging to that. We're working on it, right? And be in that place of loving ourself. In this, we stop this continuing burden and obstacles seemingly in our way. And we do that only with outdated and useless beliefs of separation. We are to lay aside any binding thoughts and live as the freedom that is our true nature. So, by now, you have all had many opportunities to be still. You have all had many opportunities to see the thoughts for what they are. You have all had many opportunities to strengthen your devotion and trust of the self. And to know that it has come to wear the fallacies of beliefs and personal identity must also be surrendered into this fire of unconditional love. Now, this surrender, this burning happens in your devotion to being still, in the devotion of seeing beyond the thoughts and concepts. This burning is the spontaneous happening of love's presence as we continually turn within to the stillness. At each and every pull from an appearance, so understand that leaving a body and removing the life force from it is not the true dying. It is not the one and only death that we experience. No, the laying the body aside on this three-dimensional dream plane is not dying. That is more like a releasing of that final anchor to a dream and moving on. So that happens in its own time, under its own purpose. But the dying before you die, or the dying to death, the idea of death, is something we are to do in our spiritual growth. Okay? So the true death or the true dying is the giving up of conditioned acceptance of being a person that is separate and apart from God consciousness. Because if there is a belief in separation, you have to be then in a place of separation from consciousness, because consciousness is all that is present, is all that is. So you may want to take some time later today and try to separate yourself from consciousness and see how that works. So we cannot be separate. I know we speak of it as a dream. I know we speak of it as an illusion, which it is, which it is. But you have to see that clearly. You have to see, you have to look, and you have to challenge. So then for the spiritual growth, this dying is something that we do indeed prepare for, so that in our final surrender, It is already done. And we can leave with peace and joy. So again, the preparing for this is strengthening your see clearly, your clear seeing is to strengthen that, to be so much in devotion that at every opportunity there is the being still. So there is a Buddhist teacher. I know I don't pronounce his name quite well. Daisaku Ikeda. And he described it as each individual life being likened to a wave in the ocean. And when that wave rises from the ocean, that is life. And when it merges back into the ocean, that is death. So it is as if the multitude of appearances, like waves rising up from the ocean. But at some point, we will all return in emerging with the source from whence we have come. The source is the essence. It is the eternal something, the infinite what is that manifests itself in a visible expression with a body that is its instrument. And that spark, that essence, that self that is ourself will lay aside this form peacefully and joyfully or fearfully, but it will be laid aside. And the essence that is present will merge again into itself. And he also mentions that this is a process that continues eternally without a beginning and without an end. Okay. So we are here. We are meant to grow spiritually. Okay. We are meant to come out from under a self-imposed ignorance of ourself. And we do this by surrendering the false identity of a label, of an idea that we are a finite body and a finite mind. You are not a label. You are not a thought. You are not a body nor a mind. You are aware. You are aware of them. But you are not them. And no matter how much you judge that personal label, and no matter how much you believe in the personal label, and no matter how much you want to change the personal label, and no matter how much you want to get rid of a personal label, there is no person here to complete that idea. It is just a matter of seeing clearly. So, what you are will never die. You will never die. You have never truly lived a life of a person. Dream the life of a separate person, but have never actually yet accomplished it. Okay, so life and death are not opposites, and there is no need for us to strive to have one over the other. They are of the same coin, or like that wave. Okay. One rises up only to merge back down into the source of its own being. It seems strange, but we must learn to die in order to live. As we die to this idea of person, as we die to the ideas and the suffering of separation, we then are truly beginning to live a God life. And then one day, you will take up another body form. Perhaps take up another label. But you will never die in order to do that. The only dying, once again, is the dying to the ideas of separation. Dying to the idea of death itself. So I'd like you to take a nice deep breath and drift down into the heart. Just drifting down, with each breath drifting just a little deeper, a little deeper, a little deeper. There, the center of being. Be aware of that experience. That stillness. that peace, that contentment, just being, not being this, not being that, just being. Formless, in this center, in this place of rest, are you finding any death and dying there, or is it just contented rest? Take a breath. Take a nice breath. Hey, now I know this might open all kinds of doors for you, but it's a door that you have to open and look into. Mostly we all want to look at what's nice and pretty, and or what we consider to be nice and pretty and comfortable, and stay away from that which feels uncomfortable. But even the uncomfortable is part of your spiritual growth. Okay. Would you like to have some comments or Anyone have an experience they've already gone through that they could share? Good morning, love.
Good morning. I feel disconnected from this subject.
Okay.
And it seems to me that, well, it's much more closer to me as I get older, and whereas before it used to be something, well, that was going to happen in the future, but the future's getting pretty future is being pretty close. So it's not, but I feel like there's a kind of, there could be a real peacefulness in it. And what keeps coming to me is that I think what I need to do myself is take it into the stillness.
Oh, most definitely.
And thus start to look at this.
Right. Because
It
it's
is
not something that most people want to look at.
not exactly. It's
Yeah,
not.
the Western world is not like that. Our culture here. They're just not of that makeup, to spend time in looking at what we call death or what we call dying. It's too uncomfortable. Push it away, get it away. I don't want to be involved with all of that suffering and that, just put it off and put it off. But it is inevitable. We're going to lay this body aside sooner or later. And it is very possible to do that peacefully and joyfully. And the only reason that there would be the fear there is because there is still that sense of separation that I am going to die. Me personally, I'm going to die.
I
So
see.
therein comes the fear. Because the ego is afraid of, or the personal idea is afraid of death. It thinks it's going to die because it believes it's the body, that belief system where it's the body. If the body dies, then I'm dead. Well, no. But that takes your spiritual growth and your spiritual maturity to take this and begin to be with it at a deeper level. It's not morbid, not for spiritual growth. But it is something that we are all going to experience, and for the spiritual growing, It is so much nicer to experience in peace, experience it in peace and joy, and out of fear. So that brings you all right back to surrendering, giving up this separate identity as being the, and you know, and give the devotion to doing that, giving up the idea of personhood. It is the senses of person is the only, is the where the suffering is. There's no suffering within you. The suffering comes from the idea of separation and that there is a separate person to suffer for whatever reason that person would choose to be in a place of suffering.
You're flipping again, Mary.
Yeah, I know. And I thought I'd tried a few things. I thought maybe we had it, but apparently not.
You had it till you put me on.
So,
I feel it feels really opening up. You know, opening this up feels really like it needs to be looked at. It needs to be aerated. It needs to be seen.
It does. It does.
Yeah, really.
I've actually put this aside for quite some time now, and but it yes, this is part of your spiritual growth.
Yeah.
It is. To take a good look, see what's flipping around down there in the subconscious area, because that's where all those emotions are going to come from. It's best that you know what's going on.
Mary?
Yes, love.
I don't know whether this falls in this category, but I'll put it out there. I had an experience with the subject death. My sister died unexpectedly years ago, and it had weighed on me considerably for some time, for a long time. And years ago, I went to do some work, gardening work at the United Nations. And I planted two types of flowers in her name, like a memorial thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went over there to check out the flowers a couple of weeks ago, the one batch I had planted, and, you know, granted, I'm not a gardener, but I'm able to put things in the ground. And those flowers did not come up. Very little of it came up.
Mm-hmm.
And I also planted tulips in another section of the area, and those had been trampled on. They came
Mm-hmm.
up; they weren't laying on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to me very, very strongly that I was still carrying this memory, and perpetuating the memory of her. You know, this whole death thing. And that, you know, she was not dead. She was existent, and that I no longer had to do this. And
mm-hmm.
it was a tremendous weight got lifted off my just out of my mind, and that I was living in the past. I no longer had to keep thinking of all of this and what happened and how tragically she left. And, you know, it since then, it has kind of gone. And I realized that that was her path. And, you know, she is present, but I cannot see her physically, but spiritually, I know very much she's present. And it was really, you know, I was upset about the flowers, but then it was a sense of relief that I would also do this. And I certainly didn't want anybody running around planting a bunch of flowers, you know, thinking of me as this person that lived a certain period of years because I was eternal. The same thing as my sister and anybody else that had passed on in my life. So thank you for bringing this up again. I no longer think about her in deep sorrow anymore. I think about her as in another dimension, and she's just in the next, her next phase of wherever she's supposed to be.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. I think we've all had, perhaps have had losses in our families and friends as we've gone along. And again, to know who you are is to know who they are. And in this knowing, there isn't that deep suffering. If there is no death, then what would there be to be suffering over? Everyone is in essence the infinite presence. It has come and manifested the form. It has come and drawn that veil of forgetfulness so that it might know itself. It has done this. It has done this. We have not done this as people, as persons. It is an expression of itself. It is the eternal. It is all that's here. There's really not a he and a she and a me and a you and a they and a them and a those. There is only this one essence expressing itself. And it has done it since before time, and it will do it eternally. That is what is right in the very breath that is now being taken by the body. That is what is present right now. There is no you, no person, no separation. That only exists in the fantasies of our imaginations. The you that you may still be thinking you are is a fantasy of imagination. It has no real existence. This is why you cannot die. There's no person there to die. The dying is consciousness dying to the stories of being a person. And coming into the knowingness, I am consciousness. Why? Because you've given up the stories, you've surrendered the stories, you've died to the stories, however you choose to put that. That is the death you go through. The clear seeing, I am not this story. And as you do that for yourself, you do that for every manifestation in the universe. Well, let's stick with Earth, okay? Every manifestation on Earth. Now, how high of a healing consciousness is that? No one was ever born. No one will ever die. It has always been consciousness expressing any other for comments? So consciousness, as it has before, will continue to incarnate and seek to know itself as the presence of consciousness. That is the life you are living. And I have this idea that if my life existence didn't matter to the evolution of consciousness, then I would not be here. All right, any? Any other thoughts, ideas?
Mary?
Yes, love. Yes, good morning.
Hi, I was just wondering how much love and care is appropriate for people who are suffering, such as we have now with the wars and famines and stuff.
Okay. So we can take that to its deepest level. There are no persons here suffering. There is only yourself. There is only the one presence. Now, that would be the first recognition. Okay? And it also means that if you are called upon to serve, to help, to give the drink of cold water, feel like making a donation, go help in a soup kitchen, do whatever comes naturally to be that activity of this body, then yes, do that out of love, not out of pity. There's a difference. The love is an upliftment and a healing light. The pity is a negative and a depressing. And there's no healing there. Can you see the difference?
Yes.
So firstly, see yourself as the one presence, the one life, and that's the only life that is here. Okay? And then do what is given you to do, or be the instrument of that which is present, and it will fulfill what it wishes to fulfill through that body vehicle.
Thank you.
Blessings, love. All righty. So I think you have much to maybe ponder about today. I definitely would suggest that you make the devotion, that you get acquainted with this. And no matter if it seems uncomfortable, I also would suggest that you move through that. Let the uncomfortable be there. Let it help you to grow, but move past that to be in a deeper awareness. Okay. All right. If we have no more, then let us call this one complete for today, and let us pray. O most beloved one, I rest in gratitude of the day that is, and sing a song of love. I rest in contentment of being, and I sing a song of joy. I rest in the life that is the one life, and I sing a song of peace. O most gracious one, I am. Amen. Namaste.